I am again in the Abraham Room in this corner where you can see all of our chairs stacked and waiting to when we can have activities in here again and intensive institutes and so forth. But the sun is coming in, so we have a beautiful day outside. I was tempted to do it outside, but there's a little bit too much of a breeze and it always messes up the mic on the camera. So, okay, so today I would like to speak on the subject beyond expectations. Again, from a favorite Bible character that I've focused on several times in these devotionals, Genesis chapter 40, verse 14. We have Joseph speaking here, and he says, "But think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house." This is Joseph talking to the butler and asking him to please remember him and talk to Pharaoh and get him out of this prison he's been in for many years. Okay, so we rarely have any idea of how much God is actually doing for us at any given moment. Jacob's favorite son, Joseph, had been thrown into an Egyptian prison for something he did not do. And yet, in this humiliating place, he had amazingly retained a very firm trust in God. And we assume that he remembered that many years ago, God had made him a promise through a couple of dreams. Well, his dreams had not been fulfilled in any way that he could tell, but his interest in that mode of divine revelation, the dreams, apparently had not diminished. It hadn't suffered any, because we see how intrigued he is immediately when he hears of the butler and the baker who have each had a dream, two dreams that night, and they were all disturbed and puzzled by the meanings of their dreams. They were very similar, so there were a lot of reasons for them to be very nervous. And so Joseph promptly asks these men to share their dreams with him. And what for? Well, he wanted to go to God to ask for the meaning. Well, that definitely indicates that there was no bitterness on Joseph's part or anger at this whole idea of dreams, although many years had gone by and his dreams hadn't amounted to anything yet. What he could not possibly know was that by helping these two men with their dreams, he was actually unlocking a door that was going to move him toward the fulfillment of his own dreams. He could have no idea. The most Joseph could hope for was that the butler would talk to Pharaoh. Pharaoh would be pleased and happy, and somehow he would pardon him from the prison and let him go free. That was what Joseph was hoping for, and that's what he told him in this verse. But God was preparing some surprises for this faithful young man. Again, totally unknown to Joseph, the interpretations of these two dreams were going to be, in the end, links in a chain of events that would kick into high gear 2 years later. And his life would change. At just the right time, God sent to earth a third pair of dreams. This time, those dreams landed in the mind of the most powerful man in the world, Pharaoh. So, after you know the story, I hope, after a few brief conversations, the unjustly jailed Joseph was launched from the prison gates all the way to the court and the palace of Pharaoh. His wish for liberty was honored by his heavenly father. But It was honored exceedingly abundantly above what he ever thought or even prayed for. Does that sound familiar? Does that ring a bell? Like in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. All he wanted to do was be free. But God rewarded him extravagantly, way more than he had ever imagined. And although he had not read the Apostle Paul's book of Ephesians, he was to learn the lesson and to learn that truth that God loves to reward abundantly those who trust in him. Beyond his imagination, God was going to... I'm lacking adjectives for this. But Joseph, he had lived by faith. He had waited patiently. He had rejoiced in the prison. And he had always honored God. I'm wondering if from the angel's point of view, the outcome wasn't totally predictable. God was going to go beyond his wildest expectations. Well, the amazing thing is that God wants to do the same, or God will do the same for you and me. Times change. Centuries and millennia come and go, but God doesn't. He still extravagantly rewards the faithful. Have you ever wondered if God was doing anything for you? Have you seen yourself like in a dreary dungeon where the Lord and anybody of any importance has forgotten you? They have no idea where you are or what you're doing. And you think, my goodness, how long is this going to go? Does the Lord even know where I am? If that describes you, then this story of Joseph is for you. You are supposed to take heart because God gave it to us for that reason. Especially if you have been faithful serving God in the little corner, wherever that is, where he has you. And by the way, there is another principle that seems to hold true across the board. The longer the wait, the more extravagant the reward. It seems to hold true. What a God we serve. Let's pray. Dear Father, it is a wonderful experience to see you reward my meager faith in ways that are or seem totally out of proportion. Over and over again, you surprise me with more than I should ever expect. You have done it down through the ages because you never change. Amen.